G. K6TUG. N4MFW. You copy? PUG. N4MFW. MW.
Well, Jimmy, you just can't reach them K6 calls in California on this repeater unless you do Echolink. Good afternoon, Jimmy. N0TR.
Behind a truck over here at Main Street of Taylor's, that was his tag number. He's got antennas galore on top of his truck.
I seen one the other day at Costco that way, and it was a black gentleman, and my gracious, I never seen such an array, and it was CB.
I mean, some of those have got big old long antenna, big aluminum coil down there at the bottom.
Jimmy, but I don't remember, but it was quite, you know, a lot of loading coils on them and sizable antennas.
We've been running around over here in Taylor's area. He had two of those mobile type antennas on his truck. And if you do that, it probably gets directional. If you set it up a certain way, or it might work as all directional, depending on how you've got it set up. Then I saw it one day and he had three on there, so at that point it's a beam.
Yeah. Well, probably got uppers and lowers and bodacious rig and all of that stuff too. I shouldn't laugh. I was a CB-er back in the 70s. But he's a real nice guy, and yes, that's the one. It's a Suburban. My gracious. And I think he's got an amplifier under it, of course. You know he does. Okay.
Oh, there goes the neighborhood. I thought I got rid of him, but yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Are you two trying to play CB on there?
Yes, sir. Audacious brick here.
He must have a bandit coming. I know he's got a little sticker on the back of the tailgate with a little pug dog on there, so I think he must like little pug dogs.
Y'all could not have doubled up any slicker than that right there. I tell you what. Tom, go ahead. Go this time. Jimmy, hold up a second.
Yeah, we need to leave a little space. That's my fault, too, guys. Whoa, FedEx here is turning in. Then I get a text message. Oh, I got a text message from, well, I can't tell. Probably Amazon. Hi. Actually, it's ND7J. But at any rate, he's working. Oh, shoot. What you up to today, Mr. Steve?
Well, I had to have a little situation taken care of over at my office building. And, listen, it looks like I have found an honest plumber. I think I did be right. So, anyhow, I got that situation taken care of, and then I wound up having lunch with this knothead. Oh, so now I'm headed over to Spartanburg after having lunch with a knothead.
I'm referring to you.
I wonder how you guess that.
Good anyhow, I tell you. Hey, Tom, when Jimmy and I get our heads together, we come up with all kinds of conniving plans.
What's surprised, Jimmy's got a lot of R-22 to expel and all of that stuff, so he's full of gas, I think. Anyways, where'd you find a decent plumber at a reasonable rate, Steve?
Got a fellow that rents from me, and he's a realtor. And I'm going to tell you, it's House Express, and his name's Bill. And I figured if anybody knew how to get a plumber with all of his shenanigans, he'd be able to. So he referred me to this guy, and he just talked right when I got him on the phone. He actually answered the phone too. And when I got him on the phone, he says, "Let me just tell you right now, right off the bat, I'm not the fastest to get there because we're kind of busy, but I will get you the same day normally. I'm not the highest, but I'm not the cheapest. But we'll do you a good job." I said, "Mister, that's all I'm asking for." Got over there, he rotted, he snaked out a toilet. He's going to replace the wax ring on another one and replace the valve section in another one. And he's going to charge me $100.
Phone caller, son. Well, that's very reasonable, Steve. I'm getting where if I try to get down, get under a sink or something, I immediately get horrible leg cramps and I just can't do it anymore. So write that down. You might keep it in mind. I might need one someday.
What's that, a leg cramp?
Don't be a smart you-know-what. No, no, I get those sometimes during the night, too. It happens with this rare disease, this AGE. But if I try to get down and do plumbing or work underneath the sink, and I've always done it all my life, I just can't do it. It's screaming in instant pain.
Listen, Tom, if I work really, really, really hard during the day, real heavy physical activity, I know right off of the bat, before I go to bed, or right as I'm going to bed, I know to go ahead and get this stuff called TheraWorks. Oh, man, it works. It works, or at least it does for me. And, sometimes at night, that's the only way I'm going to get a decent night's sleep. But, you know, Jimmy and I are the same. We both have new knees. And the only way we can get down on our knees is with knee pads on. And even at that, I still don't get up and down like I used to. I know what you're talking about.
Room to jump in there. Since your old TR Mobile, Greer Flooring. Anyways, Bernice actually rubs that into my legs from my knees to my ankles every single night. You know, she sprays it on there and puts it on my legs. That's pretty good stuff, but it doesn't always work. But I also take what they call a vasodilator that dilates your veins and arteries, I guess. And I'm supposed to take it just before I go to bed, so that's what I do. And it helped for a long time. I'm starting to... It depends, like you say, on physical activity and that. And, you know, lately, too much sitting, that's what makes it the worst. But when it gets up like it is now, 90 degrees or better, I can't go out and work in it. Now, I worked this morning, and I... fed and watered the chickens and cleaned their watering tank and et cetera, et cetera. And I sprayed the garden with this stuff for, it's cooking oil and garlic and one other ingredient, cayenne pepper, I think. Keeps the bugs away, naturally. But that's about it. I come in about an hour ago. Right now I'm headed for FedEx. Over.
Gentlemen, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm sitting in the driveway and go jump in the house. Y'all have a great day, and Steve, appreciate it. We'll talk a whole lot more later. Y'all be good. Stay out of trouble. This is N4MMW Mobile.
N4MMW, before you go, you did hear about the big merger, didn't you? UPS and FedEx.
That's wild.
Yeah, they gonna call it Fed Up. I'm glad I'm on the other end of the radio where y'all can't get me.
I knew you was leaving yourself wide open there, Jimmy. N0TR 73. mailed some pizzas to my nephew and to my daughter in Michigan last week, and I'm sending some to my one of my best friends that I worked with for 30 years or so up in Kansas. And FedEx seems to get them there okay. UPS, they were rotten by the time they could get there.
Listen, let me tell you something, Bo. Ever since UPS went union, I just don't have nothing good to say about a union.
It depends, Steve, but I was in a union for 14 years at this machine shop, and they'd done me wrong twice, and I never even got involved with it hardly. I just pay my dues, just because my dad did on the railroad, and so I told them one day that I was going to quit, and they said, no, you can't do that, and I said, you're either hard of hearing or you don't read lips, and I said, you'll have a certified letter on your desk tomorrow morning. And that car just turned in front of a fella here. They tried to get me back in that for years, and I told them I didn't need them to hold my job.
Well, and see, that's just it. Up north and some of these west coast states, if you're going to work, you have to join the union. Well, you know what? No, I don't have to pay somebody a fee for my ability to hold down a job. That just goes against everything that I was ever taught.
Exactly opposite. My dad was a railroader, and he was absolutely vehemently, in fact, he was the general chairman of it. And, I could tell you stories and stories, but he didn't like it when I done that, but like I told him, I didn't need them to hold my job. If I did, I'd find another job. And so your thinking's along mine. And there are some that I've seen just being advantageous. My brother-in-law, after he left the Wichita Police Force, he worked for Boeing as a security guard. He was making about $4 or $5 an hour more than I was as a security guard, and I was a head electrician in a machine shop and took care of 300,000 square feet.
It's an interesting situation, but you know, that type of stuff is what makes us uncompetitive in the world workplace. And I don't know. That's part of what runs some of our jobs overseas.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir now. If I didn't agree with you, Steve, you know I'd tell you. And you're right down the line. And I just, you know, it's not going to change. Uh-oh, I'm getting a call here. Where's it say? Durham, North Carolina. You know anybody in Durham, North Carolina? I don't.
I'd want to talk to you. You go ahead and take your call, bud, and I'll be on standing by. And you come on back in there if you want to. K4, VWA, clear on standby.
What did I do? Hang on a second, Steve. No, I ain't taking this thing in neutral. It didn't go as good. Yeah, I'm going to send some pizzas up to Henry Chrisman, my buddy up there. He was a tool grinder up in Kansas, but he was always so good to me. He let me fish in his fishing hole, and he always was good to me in the tool room. Anything I needed done, he'd do, and he was excellent. And then we'd go out to shooting range and shoot together. We just had a ball. And I just can't forget him, and he's in ill health now, so I always surprise him with a box of peaches.
That's good of you, bud. You know, friends like that, you just can't ever replace them. Matter of fact, I got a bunch of boys
coming. I'm getting right near them within one stoplight here. I'm right down in FedEx, and so I'll go ahead and sign with you. Good to hear you, and you have a good day, and I'd like to come up and see that edition you had put on one of these days. Bernice is wanting one awfully bad. I'm just waiting on this COVID stuff to get going. Vern Smith Parkway, 73s, KN4VWA, N0TR, clear.
Take it easy, buddy. 73s, and I'll talk to you again soon. KN4VWA, clear.